First, you know, the Word of God says in 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul's writing to his student Timothy, and when I look at this and I see the letters to Timothy and Titus, I look as a teacher speaking to a student. You know, the Word of God tells us to study to show ourselves approved, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 7, the apostle said this. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Amen. Amen? So consider what we have to say today, and may the Lord give us understanding in all things. Amen. You know, when I was singing this song and we were worshiping the Lord, I titled this morning's message, Count It Worthy, but He's count it worthy. What worthy is to respect and to honor. He deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. He doesn't have to do one more thing. What he has already done is good enough. Amen. In other words, if we would be grateful for what he's already done, all of a sudden the more blessings would start flowing our direction. So when I was asking the Lord what to speak about this morning, he took me to Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10. I'm going to focus on one verse today. Amen. Now what we're doing, we're bringing respect and honor. The apostle says this, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. The title of this morning's message, you can change it on your handout, He's Counted Worthy. For you and I, we're called to walk, we see the work, the walk, the work, and the wealth. Amen? Let's ask God's blessing upon the preacher who can teach you this word, because I've got to let the Holy Spirit take control. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in this atmosphere. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathering. Father, I release myself to you today, Father God. Speak through me, your vessel, Father God. And may each and every hearer in here be receptive and open as we make a declaration together. Can we lift our word together and say and repeat after me? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Amen. Would somebody back there turn the fan on? Circulate some air. Does anybody know how to turn the fan on? Turn it all the way to the right. That little round knob. There you go. To the right. There. Keep going. Turn it all the way to the right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. You know, when he says that he would make me worthy, amen, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. You know, so when I was looking at that, first he wants to remind you and I and many of you that were baptized a couple of weeks ago that you're walking in a new life. The Bible says old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we're going to go first with Romans chapter 6. Romans 6. I'm going to begin to read with verse number 1. Remember that when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Okay? And we're walking in newness of life. So the Apostle Paul poses this question first in Romans 6:1. He says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Question mark. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. So this was like being buried in the ground, but we were buried in water up here. And God says that when you went down into the water, it was like going into a grave. And when you came back up, you came up as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, the devil constantly wants to try to bring up your past and remind you of your past, but you have to remind him of his future. Amen. That God, if God be for me, who can stand against me? I have power in the name of Jesus. I've overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, and my words have changed. Amen. When I was a sailor, I cursed like a sailor. But when I became in Christ, my tongue changed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In other words, there's too many people in our world today that are speaking words of death. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Stop speaking into the death. Speak into the life. Call things forth. Believe God in his word. Trust him with all your heart and watch what takes place. All of a sudden, you'll recognize your whole atmosphere of change. Amen. I want to say something that most of that's still going across our nation right now is deception and lies to try to divide the body of Christ, to try to kill the kingdom of God. But God's not going to die. God said he would be there to the very end. He has a remnant. He has a people, and the people are going to rise up. They're going to rise up, and the enemy is going to be scattered in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but if God be for me, who can stand against me? Hallelujah. Amen. God wants you and I to recognize that once, first and foremost, there we're walking in newness of life. Now, guess what? When I was going down life this way, and the Lord came in my heart, and I started going this way, first thing I wanted to do, man, I was so excited. I want to get my buddies and my friends and my pals. And I went back to talk to my buddies and my pals, and they weren't interested. Now, I could have chose to return back. I love every last one of them. My love for all my family and my friends has not changed. Matter of fact, I love them more now than I did before. Hello? I'm just not going in the same direction any longer. I'm on a new path. Amen. I'm on a path that's going to take me from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Amen. And God wants to remind you and I that you're his children. And he's called you and ordained you and appointed you for a time such as now. And now is the time for the church to really rise up. Now is the church really to start moving and be the church. We need to be the church in this day and age we're living in. You know, the Apostle Paul, when we're walking in the light, in Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians 5, verse number 1. Now, remember, before, whether I recognize it or not, before I gave my heart to Christ, I was following the devil. And now I'm following the Lord. And the apostle says this in Ephesians 5:1. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Now, if I'm going to be a follower of God, I've got to come back with childlike faith. Because I got to recognize, now, if I get this man attitude, this macho attitude, I think I know more than God knows. So I've got to follow him as a child. How many want your children to follow you and be obedient and submissive to you? Come on. Come on. How many children are being submissive and obedient to you? Well, you have authority over that in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to speak to the child as much as you have to speak to the airwaves. Hello? So many times we feed the adversary too much by feeding the problem instead of speaking the solution. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. And if I'm believing for a turnaround, I got to start speaking those things forth. But he says, be therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. In other words, my walk becomes a walk of love. I walk in newness of life, and I walk in newness of love. All of a sudden, if you really get a hold of something, when God's love gets in you, it's his love that becomes manifest to others. You know, I couldn't love you as much as you deserved. Even my lovely wife that I've been married to for 43 years, I couldn't love her with the love that I have now because I have the love of God. Amen. Amen. She loves me too. Amen. Amen. If she doesn't, I just spoke it into existence. Praise God. I wasn't calling those things not as though they were. I'm calling those things that are as he is. Hallelujah. But when we're walking in this in a new life, and we're walking with this new measure of love, this says we walk in new light, okay? The Word of God says in 1 John chapter 1, to the child of God, he says in verse 5, he says, this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Let me tell you something. I'm going to speak to the airwaves right now, and I'm going to speak to this body also. The deception in this world has separated the body of Christ. And there's only about 25% of the body of Christ that's going to church that used to go to church. There's been a great falling away because of deception. But God's called you into the fellowship of like brethren, and you're not fellowshipping on the internet, and you're not fellowshipping on the phone, and you're not fellowshipping on Facebook. You're fellowshipping when you gather together. He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. We see the day of his return approaching, and God says it's time for the body to gather. Not just on Sunday morning, but on Sunday night. Not just on Sunday night, but on Wednesday night. We have a midweek service to refresh and to renew. Amen. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back so we can reach this world with the love of God. Amen. We can't ask the new believers to come to church, and if we're not, what did Jesus say? Come follow me, and I'll make you become fishers of men. In other words, what I say is, you follow me as I follow Jesus, and if I ain't following Jesus, don't follow me. Hello? Are y'all with me? He says that we may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's my honor, it's my desire to please the Lord. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. If you're looking for things from God, we seek him first, okay? And as we have the walk, we also have the work. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. Amen. But what he said to us, he said, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Now, wait a minute. I want you to go with me before I go here to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1. You can't manifest what you're not filled with. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, and walk pleasing. We please Him when we respect and honor Him and walk in life, in love, in the light. Now he says in verse 11 of Philippians chapter 1, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and the praise of God. What manifests is what you're filled with. And the Spirit of God, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is dwelling in you, what comes out of you is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. That's the nine fruits of the Spirit being manifested in and through your life to others. When he is saying, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. He tells you and I in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. Are you with me still? Amen. You know this is teaching, preaching. You got that, right? Here's Jesus, and he reminds you and I, as a child of God. Verse number 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So when I'm walking in new life, I'm walking the new walk, I have a new light that's shining. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 6. The Apostle Paul, as he's closing his letter to his student Timothy, he charges him, or he really challenges him. God makes a challenge before us. How many know that God will challenge us to do some things? Amen? And he says, the Apostle says in verse number 17, he said this. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Amen. So we're to do good. Matter of fact, in James chapter 2, we're all men of faith. Because the Bible says, but without faith it's impossible to please Him. For they that come to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. So as we see this, the apostle writes this in James chapter 2, verse 17. He said, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. In other words, if I'm walking in the Lord, I'm also working for the Lord. My works doesn't save me, for by grace I'm saved by faith, not of works. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by grace I'm saved. But at an attitude of gratitude because of what Jesus has done, that's when I start doing things for the kingdom. That's when I start expanding the kingdom of God. That's when I start ministering to others and reaching others for the love of God. And he's telling us here, he says, Yea, if a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Amen. In other words, I can't say that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all of a sudden, they're in an outward expression to others what's taking place in the inside of me. Amen. That's what he is saying. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. What is your good works? What you're doing to others when they don't deserve it. In the world, you will do things for others because they earned it or deserved it. For the kingdom of God, you do it for the Father, and you just give out of a heart of love. Amen. And what they do with it is between the Father and them and not between you and them. Amen. So as we're giving in this time, God says it's time for the church to arise. We spoke about it this morning, man. God gave us this beautiful facility to use. There's classrooms. There's a great parking lot. There's a stage outside. There's a full basement that's finished downstairs. We got all this church to be active and busy for the kingdom of God. God's placed some dream or some vision or something inside of you to reach others. And God's provided this for it. And God says you need to step in, and let's step in and do the kingdom work. Amen. God's going to bring in the harvest of souls like never before. You know, you have all these people that are going to come to Jesus. We got to be able to minister to them, to reach them. You know, it ain't going to be, you're not going to be keeping it on a weekly experience. And I want to remind everybody today, every morning on Greatest Freedom Ministries, I send out a word to everyone every day. And I speak a word every day to help you. Amen. Because a lot of people won't take the time to get into the word themselves. So God has given you a daily devotion every day. Amen. Because he knows the enemy isn't going to leave you alone. So he is sending that word to you to minister to your heart and life. And he wants you to know how valuable and how important you are to the kingdom. All those things that the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn those things around and use them for his glory. God's called you for a time such as now. And let me tell you what, the church is going to look a little bit different in the last days. Amen. I don't believe it's going to have the certain tie anymore. I think it's going to be some people that are going to come in and just be people and do what God's called them to do. Hallelujah. God's called you to arise so the enemy will scatter. God's anointed you for a time such as now. Do you think it's kind of funny that we're in the last days and you find something in your heart saying, hey man, I'm answering the Lord now, because God has a plan in your life, and that plan's for good, and that plan's not for evil, and that plan's to give you hope, and that plan's to give you an expected end, because God loved you from the very time that you were in your mother's womb. Those things that you did that were wrong, those things that you did was bad, God was still loving you even through it all. But God said, when you came to me and you asked him to forgive you your sins, he removed it from as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. And the devil's going to try to remind you of your past. You've got to remind him of his future. Hallelujah. You remind yourself that you're a child of God. You've been bought and you've been paid for. You're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Can the church get excited about Jesus? Come on. Can we get excited about the one we serve? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I think we need to get a little more excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says this. He says that the Lord may, that we may walk worthy of the Lord and do all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You know what I put that down as? Wealth. The wealth. Amen. Let me see where I'm at here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody with me this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Just so we have understanding, the Apostle Paul is speaking here about sowing of money. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit and the Father said, I can parallel this, and I'm going to parallel this with the Word of God because it aligns with what God says. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now, when you sow the word of God, the Spirit of God will multiply. And then all of a sudden, there's an increase of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Years ago, I was in Fort Lauderdale, and I went with my brother Benny, and we went down to D. James Kennedy. And we took a course on evangelism explosion with D. James Kennedy. And he was our tutor and our teacher. And there was something that D. James Kennedy said that stuck into my heart and has been there. He used this little illustration. What he said, son, you can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed. And when we sow the word of God into our lives, it becomes multiplication when it comes out to others. Amen. Amen? And all of a sudden, the fruits of righteousness grow. It's not my righteousness, it's his righteousness. The Bible says my righteousness is like filthy rags, but I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? So when he was saying this to me, he took me to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews 6. Are you with me this morning? Amen. Verse number 4. The writer of Hebrews says this. He says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. You know, we've got the greatest thing that the world could ever want, and his name is Jesus. Amen. He's given us a helper. He's given us an advocate. He's given us a friend. We're walking in the newness of life, where we have new work. We have a new wisdom, a new wealth of knowledge. As a matter of fact, Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. And I've said to you, and I'll say it to you again, the devil cannot steal what you understand. He can only steal from you what you're confused about. Who is he? He is the author of confusion. Where he's at, there's confusion in every evil work. Amen? So he says to you and I in 2 Peter chapter 1. We're being the wealth of wisdom and the wealth of knowledge that we have in the Word of God. Amen? You know, God has a word for every obstacle you'll face in life. God has a word for every sickness and for every disease. God has a word for everything the adversary will bring up against you. Amen? Amen? So what we're doing is, all of a sudden, before, I'd speak my words. All right? Now, I speak his words, and his words have power and authority. You know, the Bible says every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen? That Bible says no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up I shall condemn, because I have the power of God's word to speak it. But the Apostle Peter says this in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3. He says, according as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and the knowledge temperance, and the temperance patience, and the patience godliness, and the godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness charity or agape love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in closing today, in Colossians chapter 1, back to our text, I find the wisdom. Verse number 11. That we're strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So in closing today, what do we find? We have the walk. We're walking in the light as he is in the light. We have the work. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. We have the wealth. This is our wealth. Let me say something to you today. There's many men and women, I'm going to give you a prophetic and a word from God right now. There's many men and women in the world today that are stacking up riches and they're stacking up wealth. And God says in the last days that wealth will have no value whatsoever. God says for you and I to stack our riches in heaven, where the moth and the rust cannot corrupt. He says for you and I to sow to ourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon me. I'm not telling anybody to quit their jobs. I'm not telling anybody to deplete their savings. But what I'm saying to you is God is your provider. God is your provider. Amen. And when the wealth system changes, the kingdom of God will be wealthy on this earth. Why? Because they trusted him. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be serving God at this time. So in closing today, what is he saying to us is there's a new walk, there's work, there's the wealth, there's the wisdom from heaven, and there's also the witness to others. I love what the Word of God says in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. The Word of God says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." God's grace, children, or upon you. God's favor is on your life. And what he is saying to you and I is just trust him. Trust him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Maybe you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus to be your Savior. Maybe one time you accepted him, but you've drifted away. Maybe you haven't even drifted away, but you haven't been giving him your best. You've been serving him your leftovers. He's looking for your best. I don't know about you, my friend, but if you want God's best, sow your best. And then when you sow your best, he will give you rest. And then his goodness will begin to manifest. He says, behold, I'm knocking at your heart's door today. I've been ministering. I've been calling you. I've been speaking to you. You've been hearing my voice, but you haven't been answering. I call you to answer me today, please. My love is abounding towards you. I haven't changed my mind concerning you. Would you change your mind concerning me? Will you answer the call that I placed upon you? My child, I will not make you do anything. I gave you a will, and the choice is yours. Would you choose me today? God is calling for us to answer the call. That we have this new walk. That we have to work. That there's so much wealth if we follow his wisdom. And then it becomes our witness to others. In the closing moments of the service, maybe you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, or maybe one time you did, but you're not at the place you need to be. If that is you, would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. Is there anyone at all? I need Jesus. He's knocking at your heart's door. Will you answer the call? Is there anyone at all? Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're the searcher of every heart and every life. And Father, we thank you, Father God, for the body of believers, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you called us for a time such as now. It's time for God to arise and the enemy to be scattered in Jesus' name. We give you praise for it. Amen and amen.